man, little people, big people, all people. Yup, it's another episode of Buffed Up Sports, man. It's another episode of Buffed Up Sports. First thing first, if you do want to financially support the show, go to buffedupsports.com. Scroll down to the support tab and become a supporter today. There's a lot to see on the Buffed Up Sports website, including my episodes, my social media links, and the platforms you can listen to Buffed Up Sports on. So go to buffedupsports.com right now. It's no secret why I'm not my usual energetic self, and it takes a lot of things to get me out of my element. Like, y'all, for the listeners, I definitely, if I have something going on when I'm recording in the back of my mind, I'll try my hardest to at least not it, let it come off during the recordings. If you're around me and see me in person, you'll probably still say the same thing, but you're more likely to see it just because my facial expressions sometimes give my inner thoughts away, even if I don't say it. But like right now, by this being an audio podcast, I have no choice but to give off how I'm feeling through my energy and my voice, and I'm just not okay. Like, I had somebody had to tell me, like, it's okay not to be okay, because I'm not. Let me tell you. Sunday at Ford Field, I went to the Lions watch party for the NFC Championship game. I'm with my family. I'm with my friends. I'm meeting with the I'm doing all this stuff, having the time of my life for that first half. Oh, my goodness. I was like, this probably will be the best day of my life. No joke, that's what I'm thinking. So how in the world do I go from that to dog? I wish this day didn't even happen. I wish I never seen what was going to happen. I'll get to that. I'll get to the Lions in a minute. But it's no secret I'm not happy about the Lions. I'm also not happy about the WNBA because it's free agency season and there's no free agency news. There's no drama whatsoever. Like when Mary J. Blige said no more drama, I don't think she even meant like this. I mean, there's been straight up crickets during this offseason, and we are due for a splash. The only news we got is Nneka from the LA Sparks, Ogumike, she going away from the Sparks after 12 years. She leaving the team for the first time. That's the only news we've got. So, but I will say, where do y'all want to see her? Because personally, I want to see her in Seattle. Her and Jewel Lloyd, that'd be nice. But now that I'm pretty much done with football season, WNBA's an off season, I got the Red Wings to watch now. So I mean, it's no secret I don't watch the Red Wings as much as I watch the other, you know, teams and sports. But it's time to get behind the Red Wings because they are making a playoff push. Like I said, now that you know everybody's in the off season for the most part, I can get them more attention, because I will definitely give them more attention than the Pistons. And speaking of the Pistons, it's Skip the Pistons right now. And I never thought I'd say that, but it's really Skip the Pistons, because when the Pistons won on Sunday afternoon, I didn't want to say it, but I couldn't help but think this is about to go left. Because any other time the Pistons have, bro, the Pistons won the night the Lions lost to Dallas. Literally, as the game was just starting, the Pistons just ended a 28-game losing streak. That would have been a perfect night for the Lions to win as well. It didn't happen. So ever since then, I've realized we're not getting two in the same day. It ain't going to happen. We've got a Pistons win a day after the Lions, but the same day, I knew it wouldn't happen. So when the Pistons won, I knew we weren't getting both. Sure enough, the Pistons have lost all these games this year. You mean to tell me y'all couldn't spare one more? The Pistons won, and what was the sacrifice? It sacrificed the Lions going to the Super Bowl. Legit. So I don't even want to talk about the Pistons right now. I don't even want to talk about Super Bowl. I got no choice because I got to talk about the Lions, but I don't want to talk about the Pistons. I'm going to just give my attention on the Red Wings. Because the Pistons have been straight. It's been rough. It's been rough. At least the Red Wings got a playoff push going. I would give them my attention. With that being said,
I was at the Ford Field watch party with Mondez. We watched the game together. Y'all already know, had to bring co-host Mondez on to talk about what the heck we watched between the Lions and 49ers. We going to get it off our chest now, because after this episode, I don't want to talk about it again. Anyway, here it is. So, Mondez, I got you back on Buffed Up Sports. How we feeling right now, man?
I feel like yesterday we attended a funeral. I feel like I just lost a piece, a soul for this season. It's hard to explain. I'm lost for words, whole bunch of decisions that we could have made, should have made. But at the end of the day, it's football, and I'm just at a loss for words.
Were you more upset last night when you went to bed, or were you more upset this morning when you woke up and it was still reality? Like, which was tougher for you?
Yesterday, being there, being high off of how easy we was winning in the first half, like that feeling, like just knowing that you just going to the Super Bowl, playing in your next week, and then immediately right after it being taken right away.
I mean, that's no secret. We 21 years old. We've seen the 0-16 team. Just like many other folks, this was the best Lions season in our lifetime.
Ever.
And so the fact, you know, we stayed down through them hard times, and here it is, we finally get a good season. Not only a good season, we make a legit run at the title. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, the first time in our lifetimes we ever got to say, we one half away from the Super Bowl.
One half.
If we play it safe at this point, we got it. Like, ain't nothing that could, you know, go wrong. At least that's what we thinking. Just for legit, every single thing that could go bad goes bad. Like,
that's exactly what I was thinking. I was just watching the game and, like, disbelief. Everything, we knew it was going to be some drama, because ain't no Lions game without a little bit.
Yeah, not Lions game without drama.
No Lions game without some drama. But we always, this season just been a little bit different. It's been a little bit of drama, but we'll be able to close it out.
We'll get the job done.
And yesterday, we just couldn't get the job done.
Let me say this. It's not the same old Lions.
It's not.
But that was the same old Lions loss.
It definitely was. Nice. And we got to take that one to the chin. You can't blame the refs. Blame nobody else. It's just, you got to take it to the chin.
You and my sister was talking about, she was like, the refs, they missed this. I said, see, the thing is, I can't even do the refs on this one. Mm-hmm. I can't. And you know, Lions, we get done by the refs all the time. But this time, I couldn't even do it. And then you talked about it earlier with, you said mistakes that we controlled. So I kind of want to ask you, the biggest topic right now is Dan Campbell. Are you blaming Dan Campbell for the loss or no?
No. I was yesterday. All of my feelings, the emotions. Mm-hmm. But I woke up this morning and I thought about it. Dan Campbell, the whole season, since he came to Detroit, been going for it on fourth down, been going for it on two-point conversions. You live by the gun, you die by the gun. And honestly, we won plenty of games because he did that. Now, hindsight, everybody's going to say, we should have did this, should have did that. But I don't blame Dan Campbell, because he's been doing this all season. And that's how we got this far.
I've been trying to tell everybody that, because I'm glad you said it best. Because I think even on Twitter yesterday, understandably so, a lot of reaction, a lot of emotions was involved. You could tell. Because people saying things, I'm like, that's just not true. Because you have people in there talking about, I'm calling for Dan Campbell's job. I'm like, yo. Mm-mm. Pump the brakes, yo. Like, let's break it down like this. This why, because I'm going to agree with you. Let me state that real quick.
Right.
I don't blame that game on Dan Campbell, and I'm going to tell you why. You brought up a good point yourself by saying he been going for it on fourth down all year, and it was work. He got us to this point. So I know I wasn't about to turn my back on him when it didn't work out. I mean, that's why they call him Dan the Gamble. Like, he gambles a lot. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But a lot of those gambles have worked to put us in this position. And when you're the Lions, you kind of got no choice but to gamble. Because, again, we can go back to the refs. We know if we ain't going to do it to ourselves, they going to come in. So you got to gamble as a Lion. That's just facts. We know to it. But also, okay, let's go to the game yesterday, to be specific. A lot of people, we shouldn't win for it on fourth down. Should have kicked the field goal.
A, the field goal is not guaranteed. And let's go to that fourth and two with Reynolds. He drew up a good play.
Yeah.
Reynolds drops the ball. So it's like, it's so many plays. If you get one of them back, the Lions are winning. Worst case, we're going to overtime. Okay, sure, we don't go for it on fourth and two. We kick a field goal. Okay, worst case, you're going to overtime now if you make the field goal. But okay, let's look at the other plays. Gibbs fumbled. Dan Campbell didn't fumble. Gibbs fumbled. You had the catch that bounces off the helmet. Dan Campbell wasn't out there when that happened. You had Purdy looking like a 99 overall on Madden escaping sacks. Dan Campbell's not the one grabbing him just for Purdy to get loose. Dan Campbell's not the one dropping passes the way Reynolds was yesterday. And then Dan Campbell wasn't the one who was getting cooked the way Sutton was yesterday. So I'm like, at the end of the day, no, that game's not on Dan Campbell. That game on the players. They choked.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a team effort in terms of the loss. I won't blame nobody. I'm not blaming the refs. I'm not blaming Goff. Even though Goff did miss some passes, it's football. It wasn't nothing crazy. Other people did drop passes that coulda, shoulda, woulda been caught. Dan Campbell could have. There's one thing about Dan. The last play, they ran the ball and wasted.
Yeah, time. I didn't like that either.
That was the only bad call, but
because it took away your time.
Was already lost to a certain extent. But other than that, he didn't lose the coaching battle. I've been seeing that a lot. That's the narrative. He lost the coaching battle. Purdy this. We really beat ourselves. It was the Lions versus the Lions.
I know a 49ers fan who legit said, thank you, Lions, for handing us that game.
Yeah.
It's many Niners fans saying. I've seen a few Niners fans say that, in fact. Or like they texted me talking about, y'all gave us that one. They know they should have lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
But we straight up collapsed. We choked. And like you said, he didn't get out coached. I'm glad you brought up that run on at the end of the game because, yeah, the game was pretty much lost at that point. But any chance of you pulling off a miracle, you ended it by running the ball and forcing yourself to call a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes down to an onside kick, which you know you're not getting.
You would give yourself two chances because really just one because the onside kick is basically impossible.
Exactly. At least you got your three timeouts. The defense, I mean, granted, our defense, that second half was rough. But
you get a shot. You get a shot.
You got a shot. You got three timeouts to work with, and you can get the ball back. But you caught that timeout. That did it. They kneeing it out now. Yeah. So since you brought up the run, and then I brought up a bunch of the other plays, what's the one play from yesterday's game you wish you could have back?
Really, that drop. I think that drop.
Which one?
There was a couple drops. The one by James.
Which one?
The one by Williams.
Ah, the touchdown.
It was a catchable pass. And I'm going to say that one just because it was a touchdown. And that would have been a touchdown. The other ones would have just been first downs. But really, any of them plays. Because there's a lot of momentum shifts. Like, in football, momentum is real.
Yeah.
It is real. And if we just get one of them plays, I think it's a different ball game.
My pick is the Gibbs fumble.
Yeah.
If I could have had that one back, because like you just said too, momentum. I feel like the game, I ain't going to lie, maybe it's a toss-up between that one and that helmet catch, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because them both were some huge, like, you know when you're watching the game and you can tell, like.
Yeah, you start feeling stuff shifting.
That was the most, them two plays right there is the moments I was like, okay, we might mess around and lose now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in the first half, that thought don't even come across your mind.
It don't. The start, hot start.
The greatest, I mean, you can't ask for a better start.
You can't.
Especially against in a game on the road and you're the underdog when pretty much nobody betting on you to win. Like, you can't ask for a better start.
You can't.
So, between, like I said, that Gibbs fumble and that crazy catch the Niners made, them was the two plays when I knew. I said, I don't think we're going to pull this one out. Because for them to pull off plays like that and get that lucky, you kind of know.
Yeah.
The luck on their side at that point, so.
Mm-hmm. It's built in. You can see the script already. It's coming.
The script was there, man. So now, I've seen people even catch static for this on Twitter. Because I even posted. I said, I'm not mad at the way the season ended. I'm upset. because at the end of the day, we weren't supposed to make it this far anyway. And the fact this was the best season of our lifetime, I can't complain. Can I be upset at the way it ended? Yeah, because that shouldn't have been the way it ended. We should be in the Super Bowl playing the Chiefs right now.
We should be having all the promo, all the publicity.
I'm not saying people ain't got a right to be upset about that, but do you agree with me in saying people are going too far by complaining about the folks who saying it was a good season?
I'm going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to say that because of this.
Emotions.
I'm going to say this because of this. The Lions in particular, Detroit sports recently, but the Lions in particular, we haven't won.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these other cities, they be in the playoffs every season.
They do.
So maybe they can handle their emotions. We used to watching the playoffs with no emotion. Don't care who wins, just for the fun. But since we're in it, everybody going to handle a little bit differently. We're just going to have to get used to this because we do got a young team. Hopefully we can be back. But to answer your question, it was a little bit of overreacting in terms of like just downgrading the whole season and stuff.
Yeah. Like, that was my whole thing. I'm not saying you can't be mad at the result. We all upset and whatnot, but I'm just saying, who going into the season, if you told me the Lions was going to be in the NFC title game, I'd have looked at you like...
If you would have told me we was up 17 points in that game, I would have just looked at you like...
Yeah, all right.
That's not the truth. I would have looked you there in your eyes like, no.
My legit expectation, I talked about it on here. My expectations going into the season, I said, man, we make the playoffs. We even win a playoff game. We even win the division. We do any of those three, I'm good.
Yeah.
Because it'll be an upgrade from last season.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. We win two playoff games. We get two home playoff games at that. And then again, we were a half away from the Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
If you look at the grand scheme of things, the season was a success.
Definitely success. Two seasons ago, we won three games.
Three games. Come on now. Dan Campbell
won three wins. One of the best teams in the league.
Yes. A team that legit everybody feared. And a lot of people said the Lions were fluky. Again, we made it to the NFC title game. We gave the Niners a run for their money. And we lost it by beating ourselves. They didn't beat us.
Yeah.
So, what? I'm not saying not to complain, but how can you really be upset at the grand scheme of things? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you bring it all into totality, you know, it's one thing to be upset for that game because it don't matter what game that was. If that was the first game of the year,
yeah,
you have the right to be mad that we choked. But fair when enough. You really look back at the whole season, you can't be upset about that.
No,
you can't. We overachieved.
We overachieved. That's why I'm like, you got to look at it from two different point of views. And like I said, I'm looking at the discourse on Twitter last night. Right. And I'm like, I even posted it. I said, all right, I'm going to bed. Like, I didn't argue with nobody. I was just like, I see everybody's emotional, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their thoughts all over the place. Again, rightfully so, because like you said yourself, we don't know how to – we've never been in this position before, so right. We didn't know how to handle it.
We don't know how to act.
So it was new to everybody. So I said, you know what? It's kind of like – I hate to use this analogy, but it's true. You know, when somebody die, and they say people grieve in different ways.
Yeah.
That's really what it was, though.
It really
is. Everybody had their own way of dealing with it. I was just trying to look at it from the – because I said before the game, I said, win or lose, I'm not going to be mad at the season. I said, I'll be mad at that game, but I can't be mad at the season.
Regardless of what happens. Even if we got blew out, it would have been a good season.
I ain't going to lie. Would you rather got blown out?
I'd rather got blown out because the feeling that I was feeling when we was winning –
it's the way it got snatched from us, man.
It got snatched. It's like,
man, we just got blown out from the jump. At least we know we weren't even in it.
I don't.
It's the fact we.
It's like we played two different football games.
Yeah.
The first half, I was so happy. Got some food, came back to my seat, and it was like it was a nightmare. Like I just wanted to wake up. It wouldn't stop.
Yeah. It kept
play after play. It was no momentum at all. Every time we did get a little momentum, Next thing you know, it's fourth down. Something bad happens.
Yeah.
It's like we just couldn't get no traction. Even on the – we had a couple third downs that I feel like we could have stopped them. Purdy was scrambled.
Who you telling me?
It was just a lot of –
Purdy was like a 91 overall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you talked about it, though. We got a young team. You saying we not used to this feeling, but hopefully it's some – you know, playoff football in Detroit is something we can get used to. What's your take on the Lions' future as far as – you know, what's next?
What's next? I feel like next is focusing on the draft. Bringing in some DBs. That's what I would clean up. Somebody at corner in particular. I feel like our offense is young. Our receiver is still good. Maybe another deep threat. Maybe. I feel like that's our, like a little weakness. Because we got Jameis, but maybe he just needs some more time. But maybe another deep threat. But on defense, I feel like our defense is... it's situationally good. It's just our secondary. Maybe like another interior D lineman that can really dominate.
Somebody that can help out Hutch for sure.
Yeah. Other than that, I feel like we're good. I feel like next year it's gonna be the division is gonna get better. Gotta be real.
Me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Football is nothing's promised at all.
Before I get you out of here. Quick little boxing talk, because, you know, got to talk boxing real quick. I had to
Let's change the subject. We was on the sensitive subject.
No, I had to, man, because I was getting sad thinking about, like, you understand. We just going to leave it there, bro. I can't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to change the subject, change our mind off things temporarily for a minute. How you feel about news with PBC, Premier Boxing Champs, going to Amazon? Think that's a good move for them?
I think it's a good move. A lot of the streaming is taking over, like WWE. Even the NFL is on Amazon. So I think the platform is perfect because Amazon is really taking over, like groceries, streaming, everything. So, I think it's good. But we just got to have, like, good cards, good pay-per-views that are worth buying and not charging these fans so much just to watch one sport. Because boxing is really the most expensive sport in out of all the sports.
And I don't like it because when they first brought in PBC, the whole point of it was to show fights on cable television, you know, for people to watch on their local news station channels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then they flipped the script and went straight to streaming. I'm like, well, dang, here I am. I mean, granted, I pay for cable, but if I'm somebody who paid for cable, now I got to pay for streaming too.
Yeah.
So it's like at that point, I'm kind of, I ain't going to lie, I think I'm with a lot of people at this point. A lot of people, you know, not paying for cable no more.
Yeah. Streaming has taken over. I haven't had cable in forever.
That's what I'm saying. Streaming. It's like you might as well just go ahead, go with streaming. Because, I mean, by the time you pay for all these different streaming platforms, you're paying the same you're paying for cable. So,
yeah.
How you feel about the first card, though? Because that first pay-per-view at that, Tim Tszyu versus Keith Thurman, and it's
I think that card is a good card.
It is a good card. Bad
pay-per-view card.
Thank you. Okay. It's a good
bad card. Pay-per-view event, to be in particular. The main event is an intriguing fight. I can see what they're trying to do. Tim Tszyu, they want to make him like the next star. So, that of course, they're going to make the older dog move up in weight and feed him to the young dog. But to put that on pay-per-view in America, and it's at Vegas, and Tim Tszyu doesn't have a big name in America, and Keith Thurman hasn't fought in 25 months. That's honestly bad. That's really bad.
If this was 5 years ago and Keith Thurman was headlining a pay-per-view, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
But
it's not that.
It's 2024 and Keith Thurman has fought once in 5 years. Well, going on 5 years. So, like, legit, the man since 2019 has only had one fight.
Yeah, that's not a really good fight for it.
No.
Especially to open up your platform, your brand new platform.
Sure.
You assuming that you want to get away from the bad pay-per-views that they was giving before. And now it seems like it's just another rinse and repeat. So
I'm like, Tank right there, Canelo, somebody. Ah, man. And they want to go with Tim Tszyu versus Keith Thurman. Come on, man.
That's bad.
Even Boots. I would have took Boots the main event.
That's bad, man. To ask a casual fan to pay for that, that's bad.
So that's what I'm worried about. I'm like, by it being pay-per-view, how much they're about to charge on pay-per-view. we don't even we don't even know the pay-per-view price, I don't think, yet.
It shouldn't be on pay-per-view.
I agree. But man, anything else you want to say before we get out here? You want to plug your socials real quick or anything? Or
No, I'm good. I just want to say to all the Lions fans, take your time, heal up, be happy, embrace everything good that happened. You know,
it wasn't long.
Don't dwell on the second half of that game too much. Next year is definitely going to be a better year. Hopefully, we got a long offseason ahead of us. Let's enjoy the offseason, see who we get, and go from there. Don't bash Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell is not the reason. And just go Lions.
Hey, you see, we still repping. Because let me say this before we hop off. Because I don't tweet it, and I'm going to say it again. You see us right now. We got on our Lions gear. Yeah. Because one thing about us, we real fans. We watch the Lions when they lose. We watch them when they win. We watch them when they draw. A lot of y'all hopped on the bandwagon just for this year alone, just to be a part of the ride and be on the bandwagon, just to claim you as a Lions fan. And after last night, that second half ended, and y'all hop right back off. And y'all know what? Y'all can stay off that bandwagon because the real fans going to still be here. And so when we actually do the dang thing, y'all can stay on that side while us real fans really enjoy it, because we the ones that deserve it, not y'all fake ones that stay off. So if you can't handle the Lions experience, I ain't trying to hear what you got to say, because what you got last night was what it is being a Lions fan. We go through heartbreak, and not only heartbreak, we get it. We got our hearts snatched from us. We got stabbed in the back, the front, man. I'm going to end it there, man. I'm out.
Man, I don't even know. I really don't know. It ain't even been a full 24 hours yet, so I've had time to process it, but it's just like, dog, again. But I got to stop talking about it. All right. We're going to get out of here. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes if you can. Please subscribe. Leave a rating. Leave a review, because I love to hear feedback. And if you love today's episode, well, I ain't going to lie. Today was not an episode. If you love today's episode, if you love Dark Sadness, shame on you. But if nothing else, if I tell you what, for the purpose of this episode, you know a Lions fan out there who just need some therapy, send them this episode and let them get it all off their chest, you know? So go ahead, send it to them, because we all need it right now. Let's just do a group therapy session, get it all out, and let's move on. But to keep up with my life in the podcast, go to buffedupsports.com for the links to my social media pages, the podcast episodes, and the ways to financially support the show. Now, just remember to follow these words, people. Spread love. Keep your chest up. Hold your head up. Show off them pretty teeth. Don't you worry about a thing. Till next time, y'all be good out there, and God bless you all. Peace.